howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, I support both math and farming.
Yes?
Yeah, I guess you might say I'm pro-tractor.
You sure are.
Yes, I am, aren't
yes,
I?
Geez, yes, Jesus.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right, more bad dad jokes.
Bad dad jokes. Well, I know, like them. They're all bad,
well,
but that's okay.
I can't get enough of them.
Some of them are decent. Right.
At the height of his career, Elvis was in a nightclub in Las Vegas having a drink when a fan approached him.
Uh-huh.
Said, Elvis, would you come by my over by my table later and say, hey, how you've been to me?
Uh-huh.
Elvis says, no, man, I'm just trying to relax here. He says, please, I'm a huge fan, and it would really impress my date.
Yes.
Reluctantly, Elvis agreed. A few minutes later, he approached the table. Hey, how have you been, he asked, and the feller says, Elvis, can't you see I'm busy?
Come on, man.
Come on, man, I'm having dinner
here.
Just trying to relax, yeah. I know.
That's a good. I like that one.
Well, I did too. Yeah, some of them are decent, the rest of them aren't. Okay.
Majority.
Yeah, why do trees hate tests?
Don't know.
The questions always stump them.
I thought it was going to have something to do with leaves.
Yeah, right. Well, okay. Well, without geometry, life is pointless. So.
I got it.
Yes.
I got
Yay.
That one.
Yay. Didn't even take me long.
No.
Yeah. What did one wall say to the other wall?
Don't know.
I'll meet you at the corner.
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Parallel lines have so much in common, it's a shame they'll never meet.
Parallel. Never meets.
I'm sorry. You know, I apologize.
Nah.
All right. A bear walks into a restaurant and says, I'd like a grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
What's with the big paws? The bartender asks. I'm a bear.
Uh-huh.
I have big paws.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's like, why do gorillas have such big nostrils?
Right.
Big fingers.
Big fingers. True story.
Yeah, yeah.
A screwdriver walks into a bar. Yeah. The bartender says, hey, we have a drink named after you.
Yeah.
Really? The screwdriver replies, you have a drink named Steve?
Exactly. Why would you do that?
I'll be darned. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm gonna pass.
I'm going to have to rename my screwdrivers.
Screwdrivers,
now.
Yeah. All right. I interviewed with a job as a blacksmith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The guy asked me if I had ever shod a horse.
Uh-huh.
I have to do it the way it was written.
Okay.
The guy asked me if I had ever shoed a horse.
Shoed a horse, yeah.
And I said no, but I told a donkey to go away once.
Have you ever shooed?
Shooed.
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 Shoo, shoo, shoo.
Yeah, shoo, 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 shoo. All right.
That's terrible.
I know. Yeah. Why did the bacteria cross the microscope?
Can't tell you.
To get to the other side.
Of course.
Well, really?
Duh.
Yeah, right. All right. Thief sneaks up behind a man and sticks a pistol in his ribs and says, give me your money.
Give me your money.
Shocked by the attack, says, I can't do that. I'm a United States congressman. The thief thinks for a moment and then replies, all right, then give me my money.
Exactly. Okay, I can use that one.
Yeah, right. All right, a man trying on a pair of shoes. Sales clerk says, how does that feel? He says, well, they're a little too tight. Well, try pulling the tongue out, the clerk asks. And says, is that better? He says, well, they still feel a little too tight. Hey, we got a great show coming at us here this week. All these songs are written by Waddy Mitchell, sung by various different people. But we're going to start with John Chandler, shall we? This is Backstory.
fella was eluded us. Nobody in town knew. Just showed up that mild winter back in 1982. He became our Burke's first homeless, proving harmless in his ways, hanging near the bins and benches in our city park all day. Till the sheriff came and told him he must move around till dark, for we don't want people loitering or begging in our park. So move he did perpetually, he marched our small town streets. From cant till cant he constantly made rounds around his beat. Oh, he walked a million miles, then a million miles again, wearing his backstory like a tattoo on his skin that was hidden from our vision, lost to our closed eyes, covered by the olive drab and gray. We never miss him if he went away. Well, seasons passed, as did the years. He'd melded in our skate, and he was talking now as walking in his never-changing gait. Every alley was his pathway to an unseen cryptic goal. Every park bench was a haven used to shield his damaged soul. Then with time he starts expounding, using gestures and raised voice. We were sure he'd be committed, seemed they'd have no other choice. But he made sure that he checked out before that's what they could do. And our county then interred the strangest man we never knew. Oh, he walked a million miles, then a million miles again, wearing his backstory like a tattoo on his skin that was hidden from our vision, lost to our closed eyes, covered by the olive drab and gray. We only missed him when he'd gone away. It was time and lots of query, finally found his next of kin, who had given up on ever hearing anything of him. So they wrote and sent an obit that was printed in our rag, which filled a lot of gaps in with its all-too-telling tag. Seems he'd been his high school's brainiac and top of his large class. Won a scholarship to Stanford, but he humbly took a pass. For he felt an obligation to the country of his birth. Believe this is the best place that there's ever been on earth. So he joined the U.S. Army, scored high in all their tests, finished jumping ranger schools up where they only take the best. Then OCS, then off to war where he was in the shit. The Bronze Star and the Purple Heart don't tell the half of it. He tried to keep the ghosts at bay with booze and battle cries, but his camouflage just could not hide him from his own mind's eye. Returning home, he found he couldn't acclimate or cope, and his family prays he's finally found a bit of peace and hope. Yes, his family prays, and so do we, that he's found that peace and hope. Oh, he walked a million miles, then a million miles again, wearing his backstory like a tattoo on his skin that was hidden from our vision, lost to our closed eyes, covered by the olive drab and gray. You know, we finally missed him when he went away.
Boy, John Chandler did a great job with
Justice.
That Waddy Mitchell song.
Great
you bet.
Job, yeah.
Hey, that's what we're doing this week. Waddy performed his swan song at Elko at the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering. And so we are paying tribute to our good friend.
Homage, yes.
Waddy Mitchell, yeah, that's
absolutely.
Right.
What a great guy.
Oh, what a wonderful person, yeah, and talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to play Waddy's poetry. All these songs were written by Waddy, sung by various artists.
Yep,
but
yep.
Let's have one really quick here.
Oh, please
this
do.
This is one of my favorites. This is No Second Chance.
Did you ever wish you could turn time back, live things over again? To abort regrets, or maybe bite a lip so as not to hurt a friend. You could pull up your horse before he fell, This deer still got away, or maybe push a little harder when the works went bad, so the job get done that day. You could back up and listen to your granddad's tales. They're buried with him now. You could even say no when your pa asks, "Son, you want to learn to milk a cow?" And the colt that bucked in the rocks that day might not have if your temper hadn't flared. If you'd have figured out where his mind was at, you'd have known the bronc was scared. You could take some time and help your son maybe train his pup, or teach him that no good will come from ever giving up. Oh, if we could just but relive time, our lives could be enhanced. But best try to do it the first time round. 'Cause folks, there ain't no second chance.
Boy, I love just listening. That talk about wordsmithing.
Yep.
Absolutely yep. Amazing. You know, it's an amazing progression when your heroes become mm-hmm. your mentors mm-hmm. and then become your friends.
Exactly.
Holy moly.
And friends forever. Yeah.
And I mean friends that, you know, a good friend mm-hmm. Will bail you out of jail.
Right.
A great friend will help you hide the body.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah.
And a really good friend will be in jail with you.
Let's ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Stamey is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day, and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348, and mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.